Hi folks, Justin Rogers here, John Neal. We just watched butt whooping.
Teeth kicking.
Look, I think there were at least some signs this could be coming. Maybe not to this level, but you know, there were some things I saw in the Tampa Bay game defensively.
Sure.
That, you know, I was worried about the Ravens, you know, hitting some of those deep shots. I think I talked about that.
Right.
They hit them and they hit them and they hit them and they hit them. And on top of that, the Lions couldn't get anything going offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Final score, a lot to a little.
worst loss since the before times of the Dan Campbell era back in Halloween of that first season when they hadn't won a game yet, 0-8.
This is a holiday issue?
It is.
Too much candy?
Perhaps. But no, that was the one thing you didn't see in Tampa was Lamar Jackson either, by the way. And he's really, really good. I think he's only lost once to an NFC team in his entire career, and you can see why when he plays like this.
Is that true?
Yeah, 16-1, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, this was not... In saying all that, did you see this coming? I didn't see this coming.
I mean,
I thought this might be a grind. I thought the Lions' defense would do a much better job than they did today, and that was the most alarming part, was watching them maybe get frustrated at times because they couldn't get to Lamar Jackson, and then guys were breaking off coverage to come try to corral him, and then he's popping passes right over their heads. A couple big plays early
that.
Dan Campbell talked about a lack of discipline. That's what he's talking about. And that was this thing we hadn't seen in a month or so.
Yeah, I tried it, and maybe couldn't always get the question out as eloquently as I wanted, but I tried all week referencing the 2021 game where Lamar Jackson beat them deep relentlessly, and I said to
in similar ways,
Aaron Glenn and Calvin Shepard, and
they thought
Campbell,
they were
like,
past that.
What's the key for a defender with that guy's legs to paying attention to your coverage assignments? Like, how do you stay distracted? And mostly the consistent message was,
do your job.
Your receiving assignment, your coverage assignment trumps all.
Yep. Yeah, do your job. I mean,
look at these pitches. Hold on.
To the point. I mean, Dan Campbell was like, and if he runs 80 yards for a touchdown, so be it, was sort of his response after the game about that. But here you go.
80 yards, 46 yards.
Fast plays, by the way.
28 yards.
Mm-hmm.
22 yards.
At one point, they had 7 plays of 20. How many did they end up with? They had 7 plays of 20 yards or more, and the Lions had run 7 plays total on offense.
Yeah,
that's not good. That's how you end up 38-6 or whatever. But this was as bad as it's been, obviously, since that first.
It felt like the other end, being on the other end of the Green Bay game.
Yeah,
because Green Bay could not get a first down
in that
game.
Couldn't do anything right.
Lions could not get a first down in this game. Look, there was offensive execution errors.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the offense played better than the defense, which
isn't
saying
much,
a whole much. Still, they only scored 6 points. I mean, a lot of fourth down going for it. Field goals left on the table. J-Mo could have had probably 2 touchdowns, at least one.
Yeah.
Couldn't locate the ball or ran the wrong route. Like, there's the offensive issues were more easily identifiable and correctable.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some work to do defensively. Yeah. For all the good they've done this season, it doesn't undo it. But,
no.
But
it doesn't.
Red flags.
It reminds them that they've got to play sort of 11 as one, and not perfect, but much better than this if they're going to compete with really good. Yeah, no.
The run defense was so good. Yeah. You let Gus Edwards and Justice Hill run all over you. Like, that's bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was a complete failure on every level, and it's not just because Jerry Jacobs was out.
No, that didn't help. But, yes, so the good news is that they've got a Monday night game coming up against the Raiders, who are not good.
How bad did they lose? They lost it, right?
They got destroyed by the Bears, I believe.
By a Justin Fields-less Bears.
Yes. And that's the Monday night game before the bye.
That
the bye
is
coming at a good time, obviously. They've got some guys who are banged up.
No doubt.
David Montgomery, maybe get him back after the bye. All those things. Before then, though, they have to get right. And they have to get right in front of their home crowd that should be wild on Monday night against the Raiders. And I do think that's the silver lining, if you want, in this. In that, that they get to come back in a week or 8 days and sort of get a much better feeling going into the bye. And there's every opportunity to do that, in part because Lamar Jackson doesn't play for the Raiders.
Correct. The Ravens didn't want to pay him, which I still can't.
I don't know why.
I cannot wrap my hand.
He's won an MVP. He kind of looked like an MVP today.
No doubt.
He's really good. And they've given him some weapons, so some of those passes are going to Zay Flowers.
I like Zay Flowers.
Yeah, so.
Good player.
And they got an offense coordinator that runs a system that now allows him to make some of those plays in the passing game that he wasn't before. But
I think that's what impressed me most about Lamar Jackson. Not to make this praise fest,
but
like,
kind of all we watched today was
it
Lamar
felt
Jackson.
Like he was moving at 75% speed all day, like just processing.
Yeah, he was super
his 75% speed is 100% speed for so many guys.
Like, yeah, exactly. And yeah,
ran situationally and ran effectively.
And when he breaks out of the, I mean, like. Hutchinson's clearly getting frustrated trying to get to him and almost getting to him and not getting to him. And that one play, the second touchdown, I mean, they clocked it on Fox. It was 9.8 seconds before he threw the touchdown to Aguilar in the end zone. It was because he was in the pocket and he was in the pocket, and then finally he wasn't, and then he took some more time, and then he threw a perfect pass.
One more silver lining. You know, I thought this game might be an opportunity for Jared Goff to maybe push himself more into the MVP conversation with David Montgomery out. The real guy that's benefiting from Montgomery being out is Jahmyr Gibbs, right? This is a chance where he gets a bigger load, and I thought he showed well today as both a pass catcher and a running back. You know, when Montgomery gets back, I think the offense has the opportunity to be even better because of these opportunities that Gibbs is getting and excelling in.
Yeah.
Scored his first touchdown today.
First touchdown. And that was
like
one little glimpse, too, of that speed, too, on that touchdown run. He split a hole with some serious speed to get in the end zone. But, yeah, no, there wasn't any other bright spots today.
Yeah,
so.
As Baker Mayfield said last week, we suck, I sucked, they whatever. Everybody sucked. It was a rough one. Hopefully it can be a launching point for this team, a refocusing as Dan
There was a lot of that. I mean, Jared Goff talked about...
Got to spin it forward positively somehow for these guys.
2018, the year they went to the Super Bowl, they had a loss like this, sort of like this. Not like this, but sort of like this.
There aren't many like this.
Yeah, exactly.
So, not in this league.
Yeah. No, this is a much better team than the last time. Last time they lost by this much.
All right, well, still got an opportunity to be 6-2 going to the bye. It's a good spot to be to win the NC North. To host a home playoff game, and that...
And you don't have to play Lamar Jackson in the playoffs until the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, well, that and that thought. I'm Justin.
Yes, you are.
This is John. Neither one of us is Lamar Jackson. Stick with Detroit News for all your lines coverage.
You throw this?
No, there's a cliff there.
No,
I saw the camera's not going to be paid for by the Detroit News. We're cheap.